Good morning. Do you know what today is?
Today is the day we practice evacuation.
One deacon said this. That deacon said, perhaps we shouldn't plan these, we should just have them. And that would become a real practice. And I thought that was an interesting idea. In our daily lives, we often encounter situations we don't expect. But there are precious things in our daily lives, don't you think so? In our daily lives, with our family, our friends, there are all these common and daily events, and in them we can find God's grace, God's blessings. Every week we have the worship service. Every day we have our meals. We have our common grace that is around us all the time. But there are other events that help to support our faith, that allow us to know that God is always guiding us. So let us open the Bible and see today's verses. This is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verse 16. This is about page 785 in the Brown Bibles. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verse 16.
성경이 없으신 분은 스크린을 참조해 주시기 바랍니다.
So let us together read it.
누가복음 4장 16절.
And I'll read it aloud. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. We know Jesus Christ. In the Bible, we see Jesus, and we can learn about his life and who he was. But there are many things that perhaps most of us don't understand about Jesus. Do you know anything about Jesus' environment growing up, or what kind of schooling he had? I think we all know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Where was he brought up? Well, that was Nazareth. It was a very small village, and that's where he grew. But we know very little about his childhood. We know almost nothing about his education. We often wonder why Jesus' words were not recorded by himself in the Bible. The Bible is full of other people's writings about what Jesus said and did. But as far as we know, not only did Jesus not write anything in the Bible, he left no written words to us at all. Some people believe that Jesus didn't even know how to write himself. Consider Paul. Paul was a member of the elite of the time. He was given very good education, and then went on to Jerusalem to study in the seminary there. He studied with Gamaliel, a very famous rabbi. He knew Hebrew,
He knew Greek because he had grown up among the Greeks. So he was very well educated. So, in fact, Paul left most of the letters that were written in the New Testament. But how about Jesus? So, having been raised in that village of Nazareth, that was where he had gone to school, if he had gone to school at all. And that would have been in a synagogue. So let us look at verse 16 again. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read.
그냥 넘어갈 수 있는 부분입니다.
This is the kind of place that you might read or even skip over while reading.
늘 하시던 대로.
We want to see here that this was the way that Jesus ordinarily behaved in that place.
사회에서 살았습니다. 유대인 생활의 중심은 시나고라고 부르는 회당이었습니다.
This place of meeting that's called the synagogue was central to the Jewish life. The children went there to be schooled. And on the day of rest, this was where they offered worship service, here in the synagogue, in this place of meeting. And the worship service of that time was mostly about reading the Bible. There was no printing technology, so the scrolls were written by hand, and they were kept in the synagogues as scrolls. And so the Jews would stand up to read those scrolls in the synagogue because that's where they were. And so the Jews went to the synagogue. On ordinary days, the children went there to study, and on the day of rest, they went there to worship. And in this verse, we see that Jesus stood up to read, as usual, as if there was nothing unusual about it. I think all of us eat every day and think nothing of it. Of course, that means that somebody made it for us. If we get up and the meal is prepared for us, we return from work and the meal is prepared for us, we can eat at any time as we are, as the rhythm of our lives dictates. Somebody must be making that, perhaps your mother or your wife. And of course, that's the most delicious food you eat. And speaking of myself, I didn't realize how delicious that food was. When I was a high school student, and you can see me in the photo here, I left home and went into the school's dormitory. I thought leaving home I would have a life of freedom. But once I got into the dormitory, I was really disappointed. The meals at the dormitory were not very tasty.
어느 정도 지났을 때 학교에서 수업 참관이 있었습니다.
There was a practice of having the parents come in to see the schools, and not only the classes, but also dormitory life, they could participate in it. And so the parents were able to join us. And of course, on that day, there was a special menu, and it was really good. But I heard from the parents, oh, this is terrible. I can't believe they're eating this stuff. And I was shocked. What are they making us eat in the ordinary times? This is the best we've had in the whole time I'm here. And I couldn't even speak. I was so surprised. And once in a while, we would go home at vacations, and my mother's cooking was so good, it was so delicious. That was the first time I realized just how good the food was that my mother made for me. And in the same way, we come to school as, or come to church on Sundays as usual. So think about it. How wonderful is the ordinary worship service? How precious is this time to us? I think we need to focus and realize how precious this time is. If we look at that verse 16, they were in the middle of the teaching, and he went in the middle of his mission, and he went back to Nazareth. He was able to go into the synagogue on the Sabbath and offered worship. So this was not a special day. This was the usual, nothing special, ordinary day of one's life as a Jew. And so we see how precious it is to be able to observe the Sabbath ourselves in this ordinary way. I'm sure that everybody has a special meal that they eat on special days. This is a good thing. But the meal you eat every day, isn't that a truly precious, valuable thing? We have various events that we plan in this church. There's a tea time. In the summer, we have Megumi Matsuri, the festival for the children. Our children have a camp in the summer. The young people have an exchange with Koinonia to go to Korea. We want them to have unforgettable experiences. But other than camp and Koinonia, we offer them every week this time at church in worship service. And it's precious. It's the same people every time. It's the same place every time. The schedule of the service is the same every time. It's always on the same day of the week, on Sunday. But really, just how precious this is, do we know that? 3 years ago, I was able to go to Israel for the first time. There in Israel, in that country, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, people who believe in the various religions are living there. There were Arabs, Catholics, all kinds of Christians, all kinds of people of various religions there. Has everybody met a Jewish person? But I live in Japan and had no such experience of meeting a Jewish person. I didn't know very much about them. And so, knowing I would meet them, I investigated them. And the more I read, the more I found out about them, the incredible seriousness and diligence with which they practiced their religion. The Sabbath is such an important day. They do no work. They don't study. They don't even cook on the Sabbath. They pass the day of rest as a day of rest. The elevators in Israel on the Sabbath are entirely automatic. Because even pushing a button is considered to be work by some people that you can't do on the Sabbath. So the elevator, if you start at the first floor, will go to the second floor and stop, to the third floor and stop. And in this way, nobody has to do anything to make the elevator work. To cause a camera's shutter to move is work. And so they can't easily take photographs on the Sabbath. So the Sabbath is very important to the Jewish people. And I encountered these amazing words. The Jewish people do not keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath keeps the Jewish people. In the 70th year of our Lord, in the Roman Empire, there was many wars of independence, and they lost, the empire did. And the Jewish people became spread out all over. For 2,000 years, there was no country of the Jewish people. And in 1948, the country of Israel was declared an independent country and restored there. In 2,000 years, it's hard to imagine that a people could continue to exist for 2,000 years with no country. Today, there are no Babylonians. There are no Romans in the imperial sense. Yet, the Jewish people were able to keep their identity for almost 2,000 years. How did they do this? It said that this is the working of the Sabbath. They always go to the synagogue on the Sabbath and listen to the Word of God. And when the Jews returned home and have meals with their family, or maybe sometimes with their friends, but they always keep the Sabbath. And in this way they know we are Jewish people.
We are Jews. And in this way, they keep their identity as Jews. This is how the Sabbath keeps the Jews, protects the Jews, keeps them as a people. Perhaps we should rephrase this. Christians do not keep Sundays precious. Rather, it is the Sundays that keep Christians safe. As people who worship God, it is this act of worship that keeps us who we are. We call it Sunday, but it is also to us the Lord's Day. And in this way, Sunday protects us as Christians. We talk about this as the Lord's Day, as the day of the Lord. It's not our day, it's God's day. And so, Sunday is not our day, but we make it God's day, and this is where our faith starts. In our church, the teens, the junior, senior high school students, read through the Bible, all the way through. And we talk about this, reading the Bible through, but this is one way to learn about and understand our faith. There are many interesting places, but there are a lot of places that are pretty boring. There are places that are very easy to understand, and there are very, very difficult, deep and complex parts of the Bible. But in this way, reading through the Bible every day, there isn't meaning to it. It's like the meals I mentioned before. If they're always tasty, then you don't think about it. It's when it's really delicious or something that's your favorite food, then you remember that. But it's doing it all the time that is so precious. And Sunday is the same. When we come on Sunday, there are many Sundays that are just ordinary. But if every week we come on Sunday, this is the precious thing. I am now in this church serving with the young people as the pastor for them, and I have many good experiences. Just recently I had the Golden Week camp, and then a few days ago we had the parent-child worship service. We have group meals here at the church with the young people. With all of these functions, there are many things that are a lot of fun, a lot of experiences, but it's not all special days. There are many ordinary Sundays where we have our worship service, and this is also providing us with precious experiences. Today, what I want to express to you is the importance of keeping Sunday precious. Whether it's special or ordinary, always make it special. Those who keep Sunday special, keep it precious, are precious in God's sight. I was born and raised in this Tsuchira Megumi Church. And on Sundays,
I thought it was fun to come to church. I thought that was why we came. But then there was a time when I began to feel it wasn't so much fun. Those who come to the church because it's fun may stop coming to church when it's not fun. Those who think that the worship is the most important thing will continue to come to church. Those who don't may stop. When I was a junior high school student, there was a whole year that I didn't come once. I was really busy with my club activities, and to me, the club was more important than the church. At first, I was a little bit unhappy, but the pain in my heart was quickly paralyzed, and I couldn't feel it anymore. But there were other pains that were prepared for me, and many experiences. And at that time, God gave me another chance. He pushed me from behind to return to church. A year later, God gave me that desire to go back to the church. Like the prodigal son, I had left the church, but then I came back, and God pitied me and allowed me to come back. And once again, I started to spend my Sundays at the church. It's not I who keeps Sundays. It is Sunday who keeps me. Always, in the ordinary way, come to church. Always, in the ordinary way, keep the Sabbath. Always, in the ordinary way, keep Sundays precious. So let us pray. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. God, on special days, we taste special foods and we become excited. When we are with special people at a special dinner, it may become an unforgettable memory. But the everyday meals that we eat with our family every day puts the flesh on our bones, and we need to remember that that's important too. And in the same way, coming to church every Sunday and studying the Bible, every daily prayer, every time we call to you, this becomes the foundation of our faith. Of course, we have ordinary worship services. There are no miracles, no unforgettable experiences, but it is the precious, precious Sunday, the Sabbath, the day of rest that Jesus gave us and calls us to. There are special services, special events, special experiences, but the ordinary, every week, not so special worship services are to each and every one of us an irreplaceable, precious day. I want to keep that in our hearts. Let us keep every worship service precious and offer it with all our hearts to you. As we are here on earth, we know that you rose to heaven and will come again. And when we join you there, we'll be able to keep worship forever. We want our worship service to be a worship service that pleases you, God. We want to give you our thoughts, our prayers, our hymns, our souls. Please protect this worship service. The Lord who taught us to pray, the Lord who taught us to worship, the one person who we worship, our precious Jesus Christ, in His name we pray. Amen.